Hi, I'm Amy Wall.
And I'm Charlie Perry.
And we're two best mates obsessed with skincare, but we aren't dermatologists. We're just frustrated with all the conflicting advice and looking the glowiest we can. So, we're going to speak to the experts and do the research so that we all know the truth about looking after our skin.
Hi, Ames.
Hey, Charles.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. How are you?
Good. I'm very well, thank you. Very excited to be doing this episode.
Me too. So this is the second of our little series about all the confusing things in skincare.
It is. If you have just caught this and you're on about, you're thinking, what the hell are you on about? The second. We are actually running through some really popular ingredients at the minute in skincare and really trendy kind of things that people are talking about, and we're going to explain them, how they work, why they work, and yada yada yada. So we started off with retinoids, didn't we? So
we did. Oh, it was Don't get me started on retinoids.
Yeah. So we kind of spoke about the difference between retinals and retinols. And if you are interested in that, then go back and have a listen. But today we are going to be talking about hyaluronic acid.
We are, and that sounds scary.
Yeah, it does.
Don't be afraid, because it probably will become your best mate.
Yeah. And also, every single time I hear acid,
I'm like, acid!
You know, like Acid House of the 90s. I can just hear people going, acid!
Oh, God, it scares me.
Yeah. Well, no, like, it doesn't scare me. It just makes me feel like I could just imagine loads of people off their nut partying. Like,
true,
acid!
Yeah. Stop saying
smiley
acid.
Smiley faces.
Like that.
Every single time I read it, I'm like, hyaluronic acid! It's right. Really annoying, I know, but yeah, it's not scary, and it is. It's amazing.
Let's just put it this way. About 15 minutes ago, before concluding all our notes and everything, I bought some. So I'm really excited to start using it.
That's fantastic.
I know, it's really irritating me.
Well, that's not the hyaluronic acid, is it?
No.
So, yeah, shall we get into it? Because basically in this episode, and in all of them, really, we're going to tell you what the acid or the chemical is. We're going to tell you how it works and how to incorporate it into your routine. And
we
then
are.
Obviously give you a few recommendations, as we always do.
Yeah, we are. So to kick us off, the hyaluronic acid is something that's naturally produced in our body anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nothing to be scared of. We've got it anyway.
Yay.
And the average person contains, I think it's 15 grams.
Ooh.
Yeah, of it. I don't know why I was so high-pitched then. Of it.
The dogs will be barking.
I know, yeah. So it's 15 grams we naturally have in our body anyway. And the largest amounts are found in our skin. Connective tissue and eyes. I know.
That's revolting.
I know.
I'm a very squeamish person, so that makes me feel weird and jiggly inside.
Yeah, it's a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Connective tissue, I just don't like those words, Taylor. No.
Like a big bog roll.
Connective tissue. So what it does is it basically acts like a magnet for moisture.
AKA a humectant.
Yeah, well, don't ruin too much of the app, Charles, because you're going to go into that a little bit later, aren't you?
I am, yes.
So what it does is it helps cells retain as much moisture as possible, so it keeps your skin looking hydrated and healthy and plump.
Plump.
Oh, that was a really good one.
That was.
Plump. Oh. Plump. I can't do it anymore. I'm overthinking it too much. But yeah, so it helps them retain as much moisture as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But it has the ability to regulate it, so regulate the moisture within the cell so it doesn't drown them.
Oh.
How smart is this?
Oh my God,
it's almost like they've got
cells.
little brains.
Well, yeah, that's what a cell is. The nucleus of a cell.
Oh, yeah.
Science.
Can you delete that?
No, carry on.
Please, I don't want people to know. I'm saying all this and then I'm like, what's this? Anyway, right, little fun fact for you.
Go for it.
A single gram of hyaluronic acid has the ability to hold up to, are you ready?
Yeah.
6 litres of water.
Shit.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God, that's bigger than my washing up bowl.
I know. That helps retain over 1,000 times its weight in water within skin cells.
That is mad.
It's
and that's
insane.
Why it's that is literally everywhere I see hyaluronic acid, it's like can hold its weight up to 1,000 times. Like, great, but what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, so I'm telling you what it means now.
Yeah.
It's basically gonna give you so much moisture without drowning you that you're just gonna be like so hydrated.
Yeah,
so
hydration station.
I don't even think I need to go into why you need to use it, but I'm gonna do anyway for all you who need more reasons to buy more things that we've probably influence you to buy. Yeah. Your bank account's gonna not like it's gonna hate us, but your skin will love us. I sound really annoying. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, go in on it.
Why are you gonna use a hyaluronic acid? So it's gonna hydrate your skin. It's gonna make you look fabulous. It's gonna make you look radiant,
dewy.
Glowy. It works for any skin type.
Yeah,
oily, dry. Acne prone,
sensitive,
and just any skin type, this isn't going to bother you at all.
Yeah.
It's a gentle hydration. Like, it doesn't strip your skin like other acids do.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, don't worry, honestly, about the word acid in this, because it's literally not going to harm you at all.
Fantastic.
It's probably the best gentle thing you could use for hydration. It's also got antibacterial and anti-inflammatory properties.
Mm.
Yeah, helps with wound healing.
Oh,
so I've heard people putting it directly on wounds.
Oh,
I know. Who would have thought?
Interesting, not me.
So these antioxidant properties can act like a shield against free radicals, as we know, like pollution, UV, blah blah blah. So, you know, I'd say overall, probably worth buying some.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you ain't going to lose anything from using it.
No,
but you're going to benefit a lot.
I mean, all it's going to do damage to is your bank. And who cares about that?
Fuck the bank. And actually, we have, like I said before, 15 minutes before finalising all our notes, I bought the ordinary one.
Yeah.
It was £6.
Yeah.
It's not a lot from ASOS. And I will give you a little review after I've, you know, used it and let you know what I think, and if they're, because I've read as well that is the cheapest one on the market.
Yeah, the most affordable.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm not advertising going and spending next wage before you even get it, but if you're super poor and you're thinking, shit, I'm really dehydrated and I need this, Klarna it, and then you can pay out your next wage.
I Klarna everything.
Let's not talk about Klarna.
I don't want to think about what I've got to pay right now.
I actually have to stop you from spending money on Klarna.
Like, you do, but even when you tried last time, I was like, I really want this. It's 20% off, Charles. And
literally,
now I've got the trainers of my dreams.
All month.
You can't stop me.
All month. Oh my God, Charles, I've literally not spent anything. I've not bought anything on myself. I've saved so much money the day before payday. I'm just going to go Klarna these £120 pair of trainers and then a £50 jumper. I'll be fine, won't I? I'm like, stop it. You've done so well. You've gone 30 days.
It was 20%.
Days.
Charles, right, sorry, but trainers at £140, if you're going to get 20% off them, you might as well buy them. And they're really nice. People have told me I look stylish.
Well, I'm glad they
Mom,
said
do I
that.
Look good? Because I ain't paid for these yet.
Literally.
Yeah, it's depressing.
You know what? I am your number one Klarna enemy. Anyway, let's move on. So you might be wondering how to include hyaluronic acid in your routine.
Yeah, tell me.
Because we're saying like, oh, you should do this, you should do that, it's a humectant, blah, 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 this is how it works. But let's actually figure out the practicalities of this, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Let's be practical now.
Yeah.
So basically, hyaluronic acid, as I mentioned earlier, is a humectant.
Okay.
So a humectant is basically something that attracts moisture.
Mm-hmm.
So when you put it on your skin, if you think about let's do this in a hot country that's very humid, you're in the rainforest, and then let's compare it to another extreme as the desert, like Vegas.
Okay.
So you could be in Colombia in the depths of the Colombian rainforest, and you'll put hyaluronic acid on your skin, and the hyaluronic acid will actually attract the moisture from the air.
Right.
So if you're in a really humid location and you use hyaluronic acid, you are going to be dewy as fuck.
Oh, yeah? The dream.
Yeah, the dream. So obviously day to day, if we're wandering around Manchester or London or wherever, there's moisture in the air all the time. It's just when you use that hyaluronic acid, it's going to attract the moisture in the air and bring it to your skin.
Okay.
So this also works the other way around. So let's just get on a quick flight from the rainforest in Colombia over to Vegas.
Mm-hmm. We're going for a party.
first of all, you're going to be super dehydrated because you're probably pissed.
True.
Or you're hungover. So listen to the way that booze affects your skin.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know about that and you actually are going to Vegas. So we're over there. We've got hyaluronic acid. It's on our skin, but we're in a really, really dry environment. So that little molecule, it's in your skin.
Oh, I like that sound.
Yeah. It's in there. So when it went, in there in Colombia in the rainforest. It was like, yeah, all this moisture in the air.
I wish everyone could see you like doing this little dance, like, yeah.
Yeah, moisture in the air, that's mine. But now it's gone into your skin, but there's no moisture in the air. But obviously your body contains a lot of water. So basically that little molecule is going to attract all of the water from your body and not the air. So you're not actually doing any good to the general hydration levels of your body. So instead of attracting extra moisture from outside sources or your moisturizer, you are actually attracting it from inside your body, which is not ideal. It's not the worst thing that can happen, but obviously you're not getting any benefit from it because you're not actually adding any moisture. So you're not going to look as glow as you could. So what you have to do, if you have particularly dry skin, use the hyaluronic acid. So wash your face, use your toner. And then what you want to do is use any of your acids or anything like that, any of your serums. And then you want to go in after all of that with the hyaluronic acid before any kind of moisturiser.
So, yeah. Right. Yeah.
You follow me?
I'm following.
So you've done your whole routine pretty much. You've cleansed, you've toned, you've used any extra products or serums. And then you put on the hyaluronic acid, but you can't just leave that on its own.
Right.
Because of the whole situation I've just explained.
Okay.
So for me, I have dry skin. So that means that when it goes into my skin, it's going to try and withdraw all of the moisture that's coming from my body.
Right.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Which is just not ideal. So what I then need to do is then seal in the hyaluronic acid with a moisturiser or something else. So what you're going to want to do is, once you've put the hyaluronic acid onto your skin, you are going to want to put something over the top of it to make sure that it's sealed in and it's actually drawing moisture from not only the air around you, but that product.
Right.
So for me, I've got really dry skin. So I'll put the hyaluronic acid on, but then because there's not going to be that much kind of moisture in the air around me, maybe I'm in a dry environment, it's going to start withdrawing the water from my body, which is not what I want.
Okay.
So I've put it on and then I'm going to put a moisturiser on. And then it's going to pull that moisturiser in even more than it would if I just used the moisturiser on its own. So mm-hmm. that's a bonus. But also, it's going to stop the... It's basically going to make sure that that molecule focuses on the moisture rather than the moisture in my body. So you basically need to use a product that has something in it that's going to kind of block a barrier. So you know when we were talking about in the lips episode, how to take care of your lips?
Yeah.
We were talking about how petroleum actually causes a barrier to stop anything from leaving your skin to dry it out.
Yeah.
That's the same thing as this.
Okay.
So you want to create that barrier over your skin. So there's a number of ways in which you can do that. You can actually use petroleum, but obviously if you went and put Vaseline all over your face, you're going to look a bit of a dick.
Oh, yeah, I don't.
Yeah. So there are actually products in moisturisers that you can look out for. So obviously you just flip and read the ingredients. And the bone, this is what you want to be looking for. You want to be looking for something with aloe in it because that's a natural barrier. So that's going to be really good. Anything with honey in it,
mm-hmm.
that's going to cause it. But obviously that product might not be ideal for going out if it gets a bit sticky or whatever.
Ooh, yeah.
So anything with glycerin in, mm-hmm. which I quite like that word.
Oh, it's a nice word. It reminds me of stars.
Yeah. Yeah, it does, like glistening. And then obviously your petroleum, which is your Vaseline. So you could use that. But also hyaluronic acid is going to kind of just, it's just going to enjoy that. Like you're going to create that barrier and it's going to be like, yeah, woo.
Ooh, yeah.
Moisture's going nowhere with me.
Nah, bitch.
Now, I have got a list of products that you need to avoid. I'll quickly run through
them.
Here she goes again. So there are a few products that aren't the worst, but if you've got sensitive skin, you might want to stay away from them.
Okay.
And those products are propylene glycol. That is actually in quite a few moisturizers. Only if you have super sensitive skin do you want to avoid that. There's not much point if you don't have any problems to avoid that. You should also probably avoid...
Drum roll.
Something called PEGs. Now, let me...
What?
Just give me a sec to try and pronounce this, okay?
Okay.
Polyethylene glycols. So it's kind of similar in sounding to the first one, but basically that is the petroleum.
Right.
So you know a second ago, I was just saying how it's a really good barrier.
Yeah.
Something like Vaseline, as we mentioned in the lips episode, is really good because Vaseline, obviously the company properly clean all of their petroleum compounds. if you get a petroleum that hasn't been cleaned properly, it's just not very good for you at all. So if you're going to go and buy it from a brand that's well trusted, well known, like Vaseline, then you're fine. But if you're going to go and buy it from some really crappy place on holiday, I don't know what, you want to avoid that because it's probably not the cleanest it can be.
Right.
Which is just bad for general health.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Yeah. And the last thing you also want to avoid is what's often in primers is silicones, because the silicone basically creates the barrier, which is why it's so good as a primer.
Mm.
And it makes your skin feel very soft and very smooth and delicious and lovely. But the only problem is it stops your skin from actually expelling any dirt.
Right.
So it can clog your pores at the end of the day. So you just want to make sure you're looking for something that's going to create that barrier after you've used your hyaluronic acid. Most moisturizers will do the job, so don't stress about that. But the way that you use your hyaluronic acid is after everything else, but before your moisturizer.
Okay.
Just
to
make it simple.
Straightforward, yeah.
I just made it confusing for the hell of it.
Yeah, that's what you do, isn't it?
Yeah. So basically, there is... So we did the interview with Demetra, who's the president of Indeed Labs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's got the most amazing hyaluronic acid range.
Wow.
It's insane.
I love it.
Now, her hyaluronic acid range is actually called Hydraluron.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ways in which people will take that Hydra and they'll just kind of create a new name for a range in it, which is fine. But also, like, you just need to make sure that it's got hyaluronic acid in it.
Yeah.
Which this all has. So she basically has... When you get hyaluronic acid... The molecules can be three different sizes, so small, medium and large. Now, the small ones can really kind of niftily get to the really deeper, darker surfaces of your skin, so really deep in your skin.
Mm-hmm.
So once that's in there, obviously that's going to draw any hydration from your moisturiser afterwards right down into the lowest parts of your skin. And then you've got your medium ones, which sit in the middle layer of your skin. And then you've got the large molecules, which actually sit at the top layer of your skin and kind of give you a bit of like a false view of moisturization, kind of plumpness and hydration. So they're fine. You just basically want to be using those on things like airplanes and dry environments. And then obviously you want to be using the smaller molecules to be obviously super deep hydrated.
Yeah.
Now, the problem with me saying all this is, like, it's all well and good knowing that, but it doesn't actually say on the product or on the label how big the molecule is, because who gives a fuck other than me and you?
I know. Who's going to look at skincare and think, well, what's that? That molecule?
This molecule is too small for me, or it's too big for me. And it's
I want more molecules.
Exactly. So there's actually a thing where your skin can only absorb molecules of a certain size. Like, collagen's too big, for example, but hyaluronic acid is... fine.
Mm-hmm.
So when we spoke to the president of Indeed Labs, Demetra, you can listen back to her interview on the other episode, but she has a lotion which has all three size molecules in.
That lotion honestly gives me life.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Love it.
Yeah, it is insane. It literally does what it says on the tin. Like, it makes you look super dewy.
Yeah.
But also, that's getting really deep into the lowest, deepest surfaces of your skin so that you're getting the hydration really deep in. It's going to be actually fixing the cause of the problem. But then it's going to make you look like you've got that extra little bit on top.
Yeah, it's just ticking all the boxes, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And then obviously you put your moisturiser on top of that and it just seals it all in and just makes you look absolutely insane. So I would highly recommend.
Yeah, it's an amazing one, that, and it's not too pricey.
Exactly.
$24.99 on ASOS.
Yeah. Again,
so
Klarna if you need to.
Yeah, go on, it's worth it, guys. You get 30 days, go on.
Go, do it. So they've got the serum, the lotion and the jelly as well. They're all fantastic.
Three parts to this Hydraluron range, guys. So if you can't find one that suits you, you're done.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, if you think maybe that's you'd rather get your kind of surface layer hydration from a different moisturiser, then just go and get the serum, which is a smaller molecular size. That's going to work really deep. And then obviously you're going to have your moisturiser on top.
Yeah.
But I would highly recommend all three of them. They're all amazing, aren't they?
100%. The lotion is insane. So I just keep banging on about it. But it shows how good it is.
Exactly. So I have got one last tip.
Okay.
For you.
Go on.
In terms of where you use it in your regime. I know I've told you that you use it after everything, which is still the case. But I'd like to, if you're still a little bit confused, I'd like to explain this in, I've taken you from like a rainforest to a desert, but now I'm going to take you to a sandwich.
Right.
Because I found out that the best way to use hyaluronic acid is if your skin is actually still a little bit damp.
Oh, really?
So after you've used your serums, after you've washed and everything, you've used all your serums, maybe if you don't use anything after your toner and you just go straight to a moisturiser, just make sure that your skin after your toner is still a little bit tacky. So it's not, you've not left it to completely dry. Because when your skin is still a little bit tacky, it's easier for your skin to absorb anything else because it's working together.
Right.
So think of it as this. You've got your toner or you've got your serums that you've put on before. Don't wait until your skin is fully dry. Use it immediately afterwards. So as soon as you've done that, bang on the hyaluronic acid. It's on there. So that's your first layer. So your damp skin is the bottom part of the sandwich.
The bread.
Yeah, the bread. Then you've got your hyaluronic acid as the filling. And then you've got your moisturiser as the thing on top, the bread on top.
The thing on top.
Well, I mean, I don't
know. What else do you put on sandwiches?
Maybe people are making those lettuce sandwiches. You know, it's you put chicken in between some pieces of lettuce so it's carb-free.
You know what? I actually do it with fajitas.
Yeah, it's delicious. So, yeah, that's my little analogy. I'd say that's the best way to remember it.
Okay.
Just make sure you use it after everything else but before you moisturise it and think of it as a sandwich if you ever get confused.
Sandwich.
How great am I?
Amazing.
How great am I?
Insane.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess that's pretty much it, isn't it, Ames?
Yeah.
Let's not beat around the bush with it.
It's amazing. I'd highly recommend anybody buy one. I know Glossier do one as well.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they've got their own one, which is meant to be really good. And the bottle looks lovely for that.
It does. I know. The packaging is gorgeous with that.
Yeah, it is. But yeah, so all in all, there's really no negative effects that hyaluronic acid could have on your skin because like I did mention before, it is for all skin types.
Yeah, it's not like an abrasive. It's really not.
Yeah.
Let me just quickly mention, actually, when I was doing the research, the hyaluronic acid is sometimes shortened to HA.
Yes.
Now, as we mentioned in the first episode about retinols and retinoids and everything like that, when we were talking about the glycolic acid, which is what you use to kind of break away the dead skin cells, that's also known as a HA. So it's an AHA.
Yeah.
Or you can get a BHA. And then you get all these different HA things. There's so much HA running around. Basically, all I want to tell you is that hyaluronic acid is shortened to HA, but so are a few other products. So your hyaluronic acid hydrates, but then all of the other HAs exfoliate. So if you ever see HA, don't just take it as a hyaluronic acid. Just make sure you know exactly what it is.
Yeah, it's probably it'll more likely say on the packaging anyway. Just make sure you double check because you don't want to be buying something that you think is going to be like, oh, moisture.
Yeah.
And then it strips your skin.
Exactly.
Because you'll never trust us again.
No, exactly. So that's the only way I can think there's any harm with HAs, hyaluronic acid. But other than that, it's good to go. You need to get it in your life.
You really do.
Especially through winter. Like, you need to just get it in there for just a little bit of extra hydration. Mm-hmm. If you're going skiing or something, just bang it on there. So you don't get all cracked and dry and flaky skin.
Yeah, or if you're just staying in during the winter like me, not going skiing, it's good anyway.
It is actually, because if you think about when you put your radiator on, that's just dry heat. So it really is going to help. You need to make sure you've got it on there so that you've got some extra hydration.
Yeah, guys, so there's nothing really much to say, is there, after
this? There isn't, no. As I always say, if you want any of the products or you want to know anything more about them, then you can ask us. Then you can ask us questions on Insta, just slide in the DMs at birthday.skin. And if you want links to any of the products that we've mentioned, go and buy them through our website, birthdayskin.co.uk.
Yeah, pretty much it, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Next week, on the last part of this.
Next week.
On the next part, we are going to be talking about squalane.
Yes, and squalene.
Yes, and the differences.
If you're planning on buying squalane before next week, give it a quick Google to make sure you're not buying squalene, and we will tell you why next week. But just in case you're planning on buying it, make sure you know the difference. But if you want to wait for us lovely girls to tell you, just wait.
Yeah, literally
you've
just
got 7 days to wait. Yeah.
And it might not even be 7 days. You might be listening on Monday night.
Yeah,
you might have. And they'll be out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or if you're listening and it's 3 months down the line and all the episodes are out and you're thinking, I need to buy a squalane.
We're right here for
just
you.
Just listen to the next episode, babes.
Yeah.
We've got you back.
We have.
And on that note, I think we should leave them to it.
Yeah.
I'll see you later, Ames.
See you later.
Bye, babes. Bye. Thank you for listening.